their purchaser is armed with their smartphone, the internet, and there's all this information.
Of the revenue, right? Much like in a startup.
Yes, man. And let's get some of our old soldiers back out.
Musicians to be professional. They know how to talk.
To help them wake up happy. It's not about a rectangle at a price.
Hi, y'all. We're tuning in for another episode of Baked Out Radio Show. I am your host, and I have another interview being brought via Zoom, courtesy of PodMatch. I have Jeff Giannacovo, who has an illustrious career. So, one, I wanted to get into the business aspect of that, but also the marketing, building stuff. So, let's see. Jeff is a longtime champion of small businesses. I love that. He has unveiled his latest endeavor in the space for leadership. From selling his first business at 16 to embarking on a successful entrepreneurial journey, Jeff is now a sought-after consultant for business owners who are seeking to regain control of their lives and business destinies. Welcome, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, Andres. Appreciate it, man.
So
excited to be here with you.
You started your first business very young. Where did that seed of, you know, inception come from?
I grew up around entrepreneurism. You know, both of my grandfathers were entrepreneurs in their own way. Actually, my paternal grandfather, very interesting man. One of his traits was stubbornness. If he wasn't so stubborn, I wouldn't be here. I'd be a trust fund baby right now, maybe. That would, of course, assume that everything else lined up as it had transpired. But that little pour spout on your detergent bottle in your laundry room, that was my grandfather. That was his invention.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Procter & Gamble came to him in the late 50s and said, you know, when plastics were being, you know, really rising, and said, hey, we see you got this. We want you to be on the team. We want to buy it. We want to buy the rights, which weren't protected. And my grandfather had a tremendous distrust in the government, and for good reason, but, well, reasons I completely understand, I should say. And so they took it because he didn't have it protected. He felt he could do better without them.
Yeah.
And then it happened again. He had a cleaning agent called Flisk, which ended up being Whisk, laundry detergent today. And so stubbornness is something I didn't know of my grandfather at the time. Very loving man, loved his grandkids, you know, was into education and into books, real dynamic guy that way, and believed in the power of educating yourself and perseverance. I grew up around it, and grew up around his entrepreneurism. And so that's where it started. So really, real interesting individual. So I saw a lot of good qualities as a kid, and then came to learn, you know, as I grew older, like, you know, there was this quality and that quality that wasn't so great, but overall just a great guy.
That's what's up. So you got to, like, you know, pick and choose, you know, what you wanted to adapt into your own, you know, strategies and things of that nature. I love it. So you built your businesses, and you're a co-owner of Gardner's Mattress and More, where that's the mattress industry. And you have done things to where y'all have won for 13 years in a row, been named Reader's Choice favorite place to buy a mattress.
Yeah.
How do you build a business and get it to that level where you're getting that type of esteem and recognition? What do you have to do to get it there?
Yeah, our goal, I love this question. Actually, in an industry Facebook group, the question was posed, what makes your location the best location? And for me, it comes down to two words of focus, separation and five stars. So the five star is that five star review experience that we want our customers to give us. We strive to be the very best purchasing experience in the entire home.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we're up against the new living room furniture,
mm-hmm.
the hardscape deck remodel, the hot mm-hmm. tub, the mm-hmm. in-ground swimming pool, the mm-hmm. home theater, the car in the garage, the boats, the motorcycles, the ATVs. That's the bar we want to create. I don't care what the measuring stick is between me and my competition.
Mm-hmm.
They're welcome at my table,
yeah.
my competition, but they have a hard time pulling up the chair.
Yeah.
Because that second word I come in is all about separation. We do things entirely different than our industry does. We work far harder than we should on paper.
Mm.
Like one of these points I made out back to that question in the industry group is, my business partner and I, we leave about $250,000 a year on the table by not aligning with the name brands that listeners of this show and you would know, like Serta, Sealy, Simmons, mm-hmm. Tempur-Pedic. Okay. All those brands are two major companies. And aligning with one of them and being an exclusive partner with them would afford us a tremendous amount of advertising co-op dollars that mm-hmm. wouldn't have to come out of our pocket.
Mm-hmm.
There would be tremendous benefit in floor model agreements and cost and expense,
mm-hmm.
Rebates, incentives, travel to trade shows would be paid for most likely. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things that we forego because being with them means we're just like everybody else. And now I'm at their table.
Yeah.
I want to be at my table.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say others are welcome to join me at my table, you know, I give back to our industry. People can Google my name and see what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I did a video blog to the industry and did a published newsletter to the industry. And I still have some coaching and products within the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of guidance and give back. And so when I say you're welcome to join me, that's fine. But I'm not going to talk about price, product, and promotion. We're mm-hmm. going to talk about experience and finding the best fit for our customers and affirming that we're the choice. And we're going to help them wake up happy. It's not about a rectangle on a price. It's about maximizing your life. Because when our people in our county are sleeping better, it's that third leg in the wellness and success stool of diet, exercise, and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And when our county is better, our people are better, our county is better, it's a better place to live. And that's our purpose.
I love that. It, like you said, it's far beyond the product price and promotion. It's mm-hmm. It's the purpose. It's, like you said, people waking up happy.
Yeah.
Setting yourself apart like that, right? You're in industries and, you know, people have the things that they do, like you said, the traditional way of putting themselves out there and positioning themselves. What kind of resistance did y'all get in putting yourselves out there like that? Because you're standing on integrity.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's so one example is I refuse to play the 50 to 80% off game.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Those the fake discounts that don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a consumer, too. I appreciate getting a deal,
mm-hmm.
but I love getting great value.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe how you buy is how you should sell. Right. And so value, we're unmatched. Now you go look at our reviews online. We have tons of people who say that our pricing was the best around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't rip people off. We don't give things away.
Mm-hmm.
We exceed that dollar they expected to pay by delivering more value.
Mm-hmm.
We've affirmed the right fit. And I've said that word a couple of times because I believe in this day and age, in the time we're in with the amount of information at hand that maybe your listeners struggle to curate, struggle to work with, work against, have working against them. Their purchaser is armed with their smartphone, the internet, and there's all mm-hmm. this information.
Mm-hmm.
And they're empowered. Information has been democratized.
Mm-hmm.
And that consumer in front of them is empowered and has a great disbelief that the person they're buying from, because that money's got to exchange hands. So there's already this kind of butting of heads. They believe that they're against them. So they weaponize themselves and armor themselves up with this information.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for you and me to trip up and fall as we're selling things to them and working with them.
Yeah.
You can avoid all that by just saying, we're here to affirm that what we have fits your needs. And if it doesn't fit, that's okay. We'll refer you to somebody else that might have a better fit. We don't have a problem with that. And so when you take that approach in this industry, that in that mattress industry that I have interest in and business in, it's very different because the whole industry has been built on get it in your home, same day, next day, because once it's in your home, it's like deal's done, goodbye. Right. And we don't one night stand our customers. And so we've just never done that deep, deep discounting. And it took a while for us to really cement that and have that expectation of people that when you come here, you know, you're getting, it's like going to a really nice steakhouse. It's not the Applebee's all you can eat steak for $14.99.
Exactly.
You know, and so if you appreciate that kind of experience, we're absolutely your place. So it took a little while.
Yeah.
And we had some people that, you know, just couldn't buy it because we couldn't scratch that quote unquote savings itch for them. But we got better at presenting the value, and now we're that market leader.
How long have y'all been that market leader? Like, how long is it going into? Like, is this like 10, 12 years now?
So the business has been serving Lancaster County, PA, for 34 years.
Okay.
24 of those years, my business partner, Ben, was with the company. And then 14 years ago, we bought it. And I would say for the last 12 years, we've been that leader. If you're truly invested in somebody, if sleep is something you're trying to get the answer to, we're the place to go.
Yeah.
It's just because we work harder. It goes back to that, like, we don't have one vendor, we have like 12, which is just stupid dumb. You go to college, and that would be opposite of what the textbooks and the professor tell you.
Yeah.
But it's also that secret sauce for people who are looking for that answer. They don't want to just hear what one brand has to say versus this other brand. They want to taste everything because, again, that information's been democratized and they're empowered with it. So they've been exposed to these things and they want to see them. And so they're going to get to experience that with us.
How do you build a 5-star customer experience? What goes into that process?
Yeah, we have it laid out. We call it our 7-step wake up happy promise. And that, I challenge everybody listening, like, you have to have that answer, you know, and you need to be able to sell it and promote it and then live it. And so, you know, for us, it's right on our site. The very first step is about educating. You know, we want to educate you. We want to be able to have, like I say, we want to know that people are finding the right fit with us. We want to be able to affirm. We don't want to sell you. You know, we don't really want to sell you anything. We want you to know that what you're investing in is the right fit, whether that's a $500 investment or whether that's a $5,000 investment, right? So we wrote this book called Sleep Better. Okay. Now, when you write a book and you put your name on it and you distribute, I think we're now up to of this book, and then we had our first guide. Between these two pieces of literature that we distribute, I think we're in the 40,000 copy range, somewhere around that point. Print copies.
Yeah.
Okay. Digital, I have no idea because they're in email autoresponders and funnels. So I couldn't possibly pretend to know. But when you have that much out there, you really got to live it, right? Like, words and actions really mean something, which for me as a person and a leader is like one of my core values, having actions always meet words and words always meet actions. And so that first step is educate. That's all we want to do. When you walk in our store, it's like, it's hello. Hey, Andres, tell me, why are you here? shopping for a mattress today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not uncaring. Like, I don't go in for the whole build rapport by asking about the weather,
mm-hmm.
asking about how your day is. Because I say to people, well, so somebody says, hey, how are you? Welcome in. How was your day? Well, you know, it's actually been pretty crappy. Mm-hmm. Grandma died this morning, I found out. Yeah. On the way here, I got in a car accident because I was thinking about my grandma. And I probably just shouldn't have left the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can be empathetic to that, but you're really sad you asked, right?
Yeah.
And people, I think, they're just so conditioned to, like, not even hear those words anymore. But when you use words like, tell me, it requires an answer subconsciously in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that begins our conversation around truth.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that truth is, well, I bought an online mattress and I'm not enjoying it.
Yeah.
Sometimes that truth is, you know, I invested in this really expensive mattress 5 years ago and it's letting me down.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that truth is, you know, he snores like a Mack truck and I'm sleeping in the guest room and we're only 32. We don't want to sleep like our grandparents in separate beds.
Yeah.
And so once you understand that truth, things become so much easier. And so that's step two is our, you know, that's where we just want to talk. We want to understand, do our solutions fit your needs? We want to be that affirmation point. We want to help you organize and stack and understand that information that you're looking at. We're going to let you explore. That's step three. And you know, like, exploring really means being able to experience things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's not just what we want you to experience. You know, there's a big trend in the industry right now with pressure testing and dream mapping and all of this stuff. And it's basically a weight scale
mm-hmm.
reconfigured through a fitted sheet that's on a mattress.
Mm-hmm.
And it weighs you. It weighs your pressure on your shoulders, your hips, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And that can tell you a lot until you understand that the computer spits out the answers only relevant to the product on your floor.
Mm.
The computer will never spit out an answer for you as a consumer that isn't in the store you're visiting.
Mm-hmm.
That's not science. That's sales.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dirty sales.
Mm-hmm.
This is a sleep is a tactile experience. It's a sensory experience. It's touch, it's smell,
mm-hmm.
it's temperature,
mm-hmm.
it's feeling, it's relaxation, it's breathing. So we let you experience all that in our store. We have, like, you know, when you go to the casino and mm-hmm. you smell those nice aromas,
mm-hmm.
we have that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I subscribe to some service, I forget what it's even called, that has music, and the music is programmed to time of day, seasonality, mm-hmm. upbeat, downbeat, more amped up, less amped up, things like that. It's also licensed. Licenses are in place. You, with your music industry experience, know yeah. that that's important.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that experience and exploration is real important. We allow people to try before they buy. We have our dream room. That's step four.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like a hotel suite in our store. We'll move in what you want and you can try it out. This is like before the last 4 years in the car game, the stick was send you home with the car for the weekend.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If you're a great car salesman, you would say, hey, take this minivan home. My little thing about minivans is, like, they're the worst mojo killer ever. when my wife and I had our second kid, my wife was still working and we leased a Chrysler Town and Country Touring Limited, some other adjective in there. Mm-hmm. This thing was like leather seats, push button, everything. This is like 2004 or no, mm-hmm. 2008 when my youngest was born.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're like, wow, this is a cool car, right? Mm-hmm. Until you get to date night.
Yeah.
And you're out on date night in a minivan. And it was just like not cool at all. But that's what the car game used to be. Flip you the keys and you get to try it. Date night, go get groceries, go to church, drive to work maybe, go mm-hmm. do some errands, and you experience it. The other flip side of that is your neighbors see it. Well, now you don't want to be too cheap and not get the car, right? So that was the Dream Room was born out of that, of let's let people experience it without some of those underhanded tactics and manipulative tactics of your neighbors are going to see it. You don't want to, you want to save face, and you're just going to buy it. So the Dream Room really lets people experience the product. We move the mattress in, they get to try it, close the door, take a nap, read a book, watch TV. Don't do anything you don't want mom to see. That's all we ask. And when people do that with us, they buy 100% of the time. So like, it's a great sales process step to know you're going to make a sale. But again, it's affirming. It affirms that this is the right fit for the person. You know, we ask, you know, one of our fifth step is to invest, right? Like, so when you say, what's that look like? How does this work? I'm not afraid to ask you for your money. Because I know those first four steps make sense. And I know step five, you're going to spend money somewhere. Why not spend it with my business where it's local? We support our community. Every week we do a podcast show like yours, that we highlight local charities, local businesses doing good, supporting our community. We shine light on people that otherwise would never get any light shine their way. And we create video content for them. We create reels for them. I mean, quite honestly, I mean, I've bought 3-minute commercials that were subsidized from our local newspaper that I spent $2,500 on as a business owner. I know the package we're creating for these folks each week has that value and more. And it lives forever on social media. And as a business, we believe that we need to support our community. We can't just take from it by selling.
Yeah.
Right. You have to support, you got to give back to it. And, you know, so we do that. We're big supporters of Off the Streets, which is a charity getting people out of homelessness. We donated $34,000 in mattresses last year to them in 23. We write checks to a lot of the charities that come on the show, and, you know, we find ways to say yes. It may not always be money, but we find ways to say yes. So when I say invest, I'm not just saying invest because I'm a small business. I'm saying invest because we believe in our community.
Yeah.
And some of what you invest here goes right back into your town.
Exactly. So let's talk about, I just saw it on here. Okay. Business owners and like getting out your way, because I think out of their own way, because I think some people get caught up in that, and I see that a lot. How can business owners get out of their own way?
It's a loaded question. And, you know, it's one that finds an answer with each individual. But I think it really has to come down to, like, what, and it sounds cliche, but what is your purpose? Why are you doing what you're doing? You know, right now I'm in the middle of a 3-week stint where I've been walking around, well, not 3 weeks, 2 weeks, walking around with a pulse oxygen of 89 to 90. My doctors can't figure it out. I've got a bunch more tests tomorrow. I'd have had them today if it wasn't for snow. I have a bunch more tests this week, tomorrow. But my purpose is multifaceted. And no matter what comes of this, I don't think anything's going to come of it. But let's say something bad did. I'm going to be really comfortable with what I've accomplished in life. And so through the retail business, the purpose is to help our community wake up happy so we can be better producers, happier in the morning when we leave our kids, when we leave our loved ones, and really contribute to the town we live in. And when we do things right and you sleep well, that's what happens. And we can be a part of that. So figure out who you are. Like, what do you really want in life? And don't just give the answer of, well, you know, I want my kids to be this, I want my spouse to be that. Like, really figure out what you need, what fills you up, so then you can fill other people up.
Have you gotten to the point where, because I know people are inspired by you, you've accomplished and you're doing a lot more stuff than, you know, you're not just running the business. Like you said, you're running your own shows, you've written these books. So you're giving back in ways that, you know, is so tangible and, you know, people can quantify that. But have you run across where people have followed your story and told you that, you know, since they saw you pursuing your dreams and chasing your goals, they just started to do theirs?
Yeah. I mean, that's a very rewarding thing. I believe we're at this point in time where, you know, I've got this rock here on my desk. It sits right on my mouse pad.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the word healing on it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're living in a really hurt world.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people walking around with a lot of issues unaddressed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, especially men, because mm-hmm. our society, you know, for the longest time has not allowed men to live out issues and things that have happened in their past or things that happen in the present.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been my focus this last really 2 years, is that healing. And I believe when we do that and we have a focus on growing our humans and making them be better humans, the humans we lead
mm-hmm.
and can be leaders for, because everybody needs a leader.
Yeah.
Right. Like past presidents look up to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady has coaches and influencers in his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think of anybody famous. They've got people that lead them. So you can be a leader for somebody else just because you may not think it, but I guarantee you, if you've overcome something, that's a struggle turned into strength. And if you own it, it becomes your superpower.
Mm-hmm.
And that superpower can translate for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've done that for people just in the real tangible tactical stuff in the mattress industry. You know, mm-hmm. I've shown them you don't just have to sling these $300, $500, $1,000 rectangles. Now, it doesn't mean you just go rip people off and put another zero on.
Yeah.
You got to do all the other value stuff. But you can push out of what the conventional norms are.
Mm-hmm.
And better provide for your employees, for your family, for your community. Because when mm-hmm. when you make more money, you can do more things for people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I've had people, just by telling my story, being able to stand in my own struggle turned into strength and now superpower of being a living example of courage, focused mm-hmm. on healing.
Mm-hmm.
People have seen, oh, wow, I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that person that's just dealt with these issues. Right. And so, mm-hmm. so yeah, I mean, I find that very rewarding and I look to make things like that happen. So yes.
So you're well versed in marketing and you have, what is it? Oh, and only give any given day more than 500 retail door fronts where, you know, your ideas and tools and softwares are being used.
Yep.
Where does that ingenious come from?
So it's all about, it's really about thinking about the word leverage,
mm-hmm.
right? So years ago, we built our own, and where that number 500 or so door fronts comes from is this. We years ago built our own CRM,
mm-hmm.
you know, customer relationship management tool. And, you know, that's a question everybody asks. What's the best one? Well, you got to figure out what you want to accomplish first. Because
mm-hmm.
by and large, they're all pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a function of what do you need to happen? And most importantly, how are you going to interface with it?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the answer we needed. So we took a core software solution in the CRM mm-hmm. industry. And then we got some custom code done. And we took some other apps. And we Frankensteined it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And into something we called Automatic Mattress Profits
mm-hmm.
or AMP. And that solution was about helping brick and mortar furniture mattress store owners plug all the holes in their bucket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you make a sale, certain things must happen. When you get a lead, certain things got to happen to cultivate that lead into a prospect into your store.
Mm-hmm.
When you make that face-to-face presentation, if the sale isn't that next step, then a quote should be, and then what happens? And mm-hmm. so we built this software to work that way for us. But from day one, we bit the bullet on a pretty big, substantial monthly investments and costs with the idea that we can leverage this
mm-hmm.
into something for others.
Yeah.
And so that something for others, you know, basically became a company, a marketing automation company, if you will, mm-hmm. where we created or just white labeled out our solutions for others.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that company has evolved over the years. Really, we basically just create and manage CRMs for licensing organizations.
Yeah.
Because licensing is a step down from franchising. It mm-hmm. doesn't quite have the legal teeth mm-hmm. that franchising has, but there's still a lot of similar organization.
Yeah.
It's also a really good step, and none of our clients have done this because they don't want it, but licensing is a great step to franchising. Because yeah. when you have all the licensing stuff done right, it's really easy to go then to SEC, FTC, and say, well, here's what we're doing and here's how it can be replicated.
Mm-hmm.
So when you said 500 doors, yeah, that's like my stuff, our process, Ben and my ideas and Ben's prowess. My business partner at the store is also a business partner in the marketing automation company. Mm-hmm. He is a genius at making this stuff work. Like, can go find the answer and make it work, even though mm-hmm. he's not a computer programmer.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to ask the right question.
Yeah.
It's kind of like today, ChatGPT, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's people that are doing brilliant things with ChatGPT, and it all comes down to asking the right question and then a better question and a better one.
Yeah. So what do you like to focus on now? Because you have so many different things that you're doing at this particular point in your life. What are you getting the most thrill out of?
Right now, it's my sons.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, look, the business stuff runs. I'm sitting at home here today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed and grateful for the businesses that I've built, the teams that I have around me.
Mm-hmm.
We unfortunately had to let go of our lead delivery driver. Just was no longer a fit.
Mm-hmm.
And it came at a rough time. Because I'm not there to physically be able to fill some of those gaps.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get on to the delivery truck right now until I get this health stuff figured out. Mm-hmm. But the team has pulled all that together. Mm-hmm. So the business stuff runs, but right now I'm really into my kids. Not that I've never not been, that sounds mm-hmm. odd, but, but like my oldest boy, and I apologize to your watchers and listeners. Normally I'm in my studio upstairs. So if there's been a little background noise, I just can't.
You're fine.
I have to sit here today and do this show.
I've had my kids in my actual interviews.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. It's funny. The two dogs, the two pit bulls back on uh-huh. the other side of the house, they're more into the routine than the family members are around here mm-hmm. through the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to behave better than the adults do, but yeah. I digress. So my sons are a lot to me. My wife, my relationship with my wife is a lot to me,
mm-hmm.
but I'm helping on my oldest Ethan at 19. He's not a college kid. So we're using these college years as build your career years,
okay.
figure out what you want years, which really is what college is about.
Yeah.
He's just not a book kid. He doesn't want to sit in a classroom
and
we're not going to go spend, $100,000
yeah. exactly.
that we don't need. So he's in management with Chick-fil-A right now, which is opening doors. He likely will end up in a trade.
Mm-hmm.
He's eyeing up HVAC. That's a cool trade to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And then my youngest is into football.
Okay.
He's really into football. I believe we've really got a good chance to go far.
Mm-hmm.
But that first step is college, and then you got to execute those 4 years
yeah.
or five, and then see what happens. But we're all in.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
weekly camps, diet.
Mm-hmm.
I actually taught him. We worked ChatGPT through to get a meal plan.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wants to put on some more muscle
mm-hmm.
mass.
Mm-hmm.
So between him and the other one, they're eating about 9,000 calories of food a day.
Ooh, yeah.
So dad's got to keep hustling because that grocery yeah. bill is not cheap.
It is not. And then the price of food has gone up too exponentially. Ugh.
Yep.
So, do you get the opportunity to, mentor, aspiring, business people in your community, either nature or even virtually?
Yeah, I mean, part of my income is derived from coaching, consulting. So yes, that answer is yes at a high level, but on a give back level, I do that as well. Like I sit on a board for our career center, so as you and I might know it better, like local Votech. I'm a big fan of career centers. I think what's goes on in education today is borderline criminal. So, and we could talk about that as much as you want. We could do a whole show on that, but I think the bedrock of education is shifting under our kids' feet, our parents' feet, and our teachers' feet all at the same time. And all I'm asking is that we can agree to that statement. I'm not saying I have the answer, but I know this much. Education right now with AI, their answer is fight it. So think about that. If you've got a freshman in high school right now, education moves at a snail's pace. Your freshman is going to go through all the high school and college with education fighting AI, which means for the next 8 years, the eventual workplace they're going to go to has 8 years of embracing AI technology, which means your child's going to graduate college and have a high school diploma with a 16-year disadvantage. And you paid for that. I use like, look at, I can't say look at his example because I can't show it to you, but trust me when I say, when Aiden and I spent about 40 minutes prompting ChatGPT to get the right meal plan, he had a trainer nutritionist really wasn't working out. They weren't jiving. We cut him out. I didn't necessarily need to save that money, but it's like, well, this ain't working, and I hate wasting money that way. So I just did what I do. I took to the career center. I'm on our business management entrepreneurship board, and I'm now on our education funds board. In the BME class, they had a product called Be Fresh. Be Fresh is a natural juice virtual company. There's a big thing in career centers and the BME programs nationally called Virtual Entrepreneurship International. So VEI sits over all your local career center programs and teaches entrepreneurship to kids. They build virtual companies. They do business plans, funding plans, finance, logistics, marketing, sales. They basically build companies from scratch in a virtual environment. I think it's fantastic. So Be Fresh is a national competitor from our local career center. And they came out with a new product called Smoothies. So I said, how are they promoting it? How are they marketing it? Because I immediately thought of JB Smoove, the spokesman for DraftKings and or no, Caesars, right? He's a comedian actor, but right now he's all over television for Caesars and DraftKings, I think, right? So I gave him the prompts right there in the class. Promote Be Fresh's new all natural organic smoothie drink called Smoothies in the voice of JB Smoove. And we got the first prompt back, and then we said, well, let's tweak this, let's tweak that. And they had something great to go market this new product with. And see, when I say the bedrock of education is shifting, that example there, and I don't in any way fancy myself an educator, but I do say I'm somebody who's always challenging for a better answer because I'm asking better questions. And that's the problem right now. That's the bedrock that's shifting. And so we have a real problem with education. We got to be able to guide our kids. That's why for when you said, what are you working on? What's got you excited right now? It's my kids. Because and in a way, it's the other kids around me that I know, their friends, my community, as best that I can.
Definitely. Oh man, I could sit there. I could talk to you for hours. But I know the show must go on and things of that nature. Jeff, what are two pieces of advice you could leave with any aspiring entrepreneur in taking their steps towards, you know, hitting their goals?
Yeah, I mean, first one would be really take serious the money people give you. You know, we went over that 7-step wake up happy promise. We got through the first five. The last two are our service, right? It's get your stuff delivered by a pro. And then the last one is we don't one night stand our customers. We call every customer on the phone or text and just ask, are you enjoying your purchase? So really care about the money people give you. Because you don't know what it took for them to get that money. And even as good of a job as you do, qualifying, talking, discussing the need, finding the need, affirming the fit, all that stuff, you just may never get all the answers.
Yeah.
You don't know how hard they worked to arrive at doing business with you. So really respect that. That would be the first one. And the second is look for that bigger purpose. Look to create impact in your day at some level, whether it's with one or two people, one or two other businesses, one or two other vendors. You know, really, really look to ingrain impact into your day, into your week, into your month. You know, givers gain. When we make deposits into this world, those dividends come back to us.
I definitely agree. I actually just got off with John Hewitt, did an interview with him, and that's what he was talking about as well. So I love it. He was like, the more I gave, the more I got back. And it was like, well, personally, I was a giver.
Yeah. Even when it isn't financially feasible to do it, do it.
Yeah.
Find a way, like I said, find a way to say yes. We get a lot of folks hitting us up, you know, cause we do the podcast show. One of the unfortunate byproducts is we have a lot of different folks coming to us with a handout, some deserved, some not, some earned, some not. Everybody that's deserving, we find a way to say yes. It may not be money, it's product. It may not be product, it's time, like use of our equipment, as an example. And so, you know, that impact means finding a way to say yes. And it doesn't always have to be money. But start doing that. Start ingraining that into your day.
Yeah, I definitely love it. But thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. This has been
thank you.
It's been a great conversation. I look forward to, you know, having you back on in the future and, you know, seeing how bigger and even more impactful y'all have been. Much success to what you're doing. Hopefully everything works out with the kids. I know how that could be.
Yeah.
I got plenty of them myself. Sure,
I'm sure we will get the success we want because we're going after it.
That's what's up. Everybody out there, if y'all want to get in contact with Jeff, y'all can do so by going to the website. It's thejeffg.com and, you know, checking out the books and things of that nature and, you know, being able to learn and, you know, why the books are good for you as well. So, yeah, make sure y'all go and do that. And as always, y'all can keep following the platform, Banked Out Radio Show, across all social medias and also the website.